The door to the central booking unit at the Bexar County Jail slides across the floor slowly and then quickly slams shut once a person being detained makes it across the threshold. That's what 36-year-old Julio Trujillo experienced when he was booked into the jail on a misdemeanor assault charge in January. Trujillo is a Mexican immigrant who, after serving some time in jail, had his charges dropped. Federal Immigration and Customs officials who routinely examine the jail's inmate database asked Bexar County to hold Trujillo for a potential immigration violation just before his release. It's an agreement set up between local sheriff's departments and the federal agency that generally is for 2 days. But Trujillo's attorney, Lance Curtwright, says his client was held in the Bexar County Jail for over 2.5 months without probable cause, a warrant, or a federal judge's order.
So from March 24th, 2016 until June 2016, he was left to languish in the county jail without a bond, without any judicial review, without really any due process of law whatsoever. You can't hold someone without giving them just basic process of law, including the right to see a judge, including the right to request bail.
Curtwright specializes in immigration law. He says while the system is supposed to flag immigrants wanted for a pending felony criminal investigation, often it is that the person being detained is simply suspected of being in the country illegally.
A lot of these individuals do not have any criminal warrants on them whatsoever. The thing about the ICE hold is, and I think this is important for people to understand, is that ICE deportation proceedings are not criminal events. These are civil proceedings.
Curtwright says Trujillo is aiming for a federal judge to permanently ban the use of these federal immigration detainers by ICE agents, which would impact county jails all across the nation. Bexar County Sheriff Susan Parmalo says that part of their process for booking someone in the jail is called the Priority Enforcement Program. It's a federal agreement which, she says, was set up to stop the unlawful detention of immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally.
We don't ask them their immigration status when we take them into custody, unless we have probable cause to do so, unless it's important to the investigation of the crime they committed.
Parmalo argues that the current system for detaining illegal immigrants at the jail is broken. She says that immigrants that have committed something like a misdemeanor assault are released from jail and often rearrested on more serious charges months later.
There are examples of where people committed previous crimes, even as serious as a Class A misdemeanor, yet were not detained by ICE, and then they come back, commit more crimes, including murder, when if they were detained and hopefully deported, they wouldn't have committed additional crimes.
Parmalo says that she's willing to hold anybody who has been booked into the jail on criminal charges and is possibly in the country illegally as long as requested by ICE. Curtwright says, in other metropolitan areas, county sheriffs have been sued for holding an immigrant without a warrant. But those cases involve holding a person a maximum of 48 hours, not for the months that Trujillo was held. The Dallas County Sheriff and a candidate for sheriff in Travis County have hinted at kicking ICE agents out of the jail and not honoring these federal immigration detainers. Governor Greg Abbott has met those threats with a promise to strip any sheriff of their state law enforcement grants for not honoring these immigration detainers within the county jails. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.